Denver. That's Denver, Colorado. This track is called Momentous Obligation. And the album is called Better Use of Leisure Time. It's funny, on the album you got a yellow background, this chain, which would be undulating down and then up this chain. And then kind of styled, like, not unlike the Don't Tread on Me flag, the American Don't Tread on Me flag. Or, better yet, other, let's say, antiquated USA motifs, such as that, a snake being bisected, cut apart. So it's interesting here, the chain, kind of taking a cue from that. Now that description will help you, I just recommend you check them out using the Google. That's Home Buddy, Better Use of Leisure Time. And this is Momentous Obligation.
Thank you.
You are listening to Cara Liz Coverdale. This is the track A478 from the album A480. For this, we heard Home Buddy. And we're going to hear some Zeno and Oaklander after this. And as is unusual, very little of me, if any of me at all. Probably just field you some brief descriptions, because I just cannot resist. You hear the track Movements A from Zeno and Oaklander.
Thank you.
Hey, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the UBC Point Grey campus, which is located on the territory, the unceded territory, the Coast Salish, Hunkaminu-speaking, Musqueam people. We just heard a few tracks. Go by them bit by bit. No long spiels this time. Let's be quite efficient. I start off the day with Home Buddy's Better Use of Leisure Time. It's from a new album that's now available on Gary Tapes. Gary Tapes, eclectic mixture of albums. All wonderful. Highly recommend checking them out. After that, we heard Cara Liz Coverdale's? I think I'm going to go with Coverdale. There's a Coverdale pharmacy in Richmond. Maybe I'll give them a call. The track A478. It's from the album A480. Coverdale is a Montreal artist, and in the case of A480, is working with repurposed voices, electronic voices, that is. After that, we heard Zeno and Oaklander. I play them quite frequently. I'd never claim to say that Zeno and Oaklander are my favorites, but their name is just phenomenal. And as a dark wave two-piece Brooklyn outfit, having the fashion and the name is an essential ingredient. But, you know, all things said, quite fond of that track. We heard Movement 2A. Movement 2, because it is from the album Movement 2, sequel to Movement 1. In this case, Movement 2 being a very, obviously, orchestral, swelling album. Something you'd expect to hear, maybe, on the new Blade Runner soundtrack. Big, muscular, and focused around orchestral atmospherics. So yeah, you can check that out by looking up Movement 2 from Zeno and Oaklander, and going with the fashion, of course. When I say 2, I really mean Roman numeric 2. After that, we heard Dux Fils. Again, apologies for my terrible French pronunciation. I, of course, mean to say two girls. The track L'Intrigue, or The Intrigue. And this is a project from the 80s. A rather phenomenal album called Silence and Wisdom. The conceit of the album being that the creators, Colin Lloyd Tucker and Simon Fisher Turner, wanted to both dedicate time to something of a new spontaneous project while disappearing into new identities and sort of shedding the expectations that their work as punk, post-punk, British rocky artists entailed. So in this case, assuming the role of two girls, two French girls who recited spoken word poetry over really touching instrumental music. So that's Silence and Wisdom, which was released in the 80s. We're going to go to Mark Templeton now. I played some Mark Templeton earlier this year. Mark Templeton, based out of, I want to say, Calgary. although that might be incorrect. He might be based out of Edmonton and is one of those two, the two predominant Albertan cities. And he is a tape artist, an ambient artist, with a lot of acoustic sensibilities, but not a disaffected artist, someone who is definitely working with emotional material. And I'm going to play the track Gentle Story Part 1. And then if we have time, I'm going to play Gentle Story Part 2. But if not, we're going to move on to some more music, because we have actually quite a bit of music to get through in the remaining 30 minutes. All right, talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We just heard Mark Templeton, now listening to Troglo, local producer. This is the track Summer Night from last year's Tessellations, the album Tessellations. We're going to switch right after those to Dark Twain from Virginia, the track Coup d'etat in slow motion, so stay tuned. And after that, we're gonna hear a new Yves Tumor track. Thank you. Hey, that last little bit was a beat from Ronnie Sage out of L.A. Before that, we heard E's Tumor Experiencing Composite of Faith, new album, or rather the title track from the new album from E's Tumor. Highly recommended. Before that, we heard Dark Twain's Coup d'etat in Slow Motion. Dark Twain out of Virginia, who does Afrofuturist ambient beats. Very, very cool stuff. And before that, we heard Troglo and Mark Templeton. Again, before that. I'm saying before that a lot. Okay. So we have 12 minutes left in today's set. I'm going to play a track from Leyland Kirby, probably best known as the artist who does, and he's held a number of pseudonyms throughout the years, but probably best known as the artist who does the Caretaker Project, where early 20th century ballroom recordings are repurposed and degraded and looped so as to demonstrate a sort of fading away of memory and a fading away of consciousness. The most recent Caretaker Project, I believe, was the conclusion of the Caretaker Project, representing Leyland Kirby's own experiences with familial, let's say, again, the degradation of memory with familial Alzheimer's. So that's highly recommended. But this is from Leyland Kirby's We So Tired of All the Darkness. And if you've only listened to The Caretaker, I really recommend giving Leyland Kirby's self-titled work a shot, because I do think it is his best work. It has the most dimension, and it goes to the most places. So we're going to play the track Clickbait, and then we're just going to listen to a quick track from Michael Vincent Waller, the New York composer, a neoclassical composer, who just released an album through Recital, Year of the Ram, which is my Chinese zodiac sign, actually. But that's just a coincidence. Not going to talk much before then. In fact, not at all, until the end of these two tracks, in which case I will then reiterate the fact that they have been played, and with that, excuse myself until next week. But yeah, you're listening to Cue It Up on CITR 101.9 FM. Stay tuned. with Michael Vincent Waller's Year of the Ram from Trajectories. This concludes another episode of Cue It Up, where that we heard Clickbait from Leyland Kirby's album, which apparently was just released last month, We So Tired of All the Darkness in Our Lives. Both incredible pieces. So, you know, keep on searching, keep on listening, and keep on tuning in for these queued up platitudes. But in all seriousness, please do stay tuned. We have so much great content coming up. So, until next week, talk to you soon.